What's up? What's up? Hey, good to have all my Inner Circle members here today. We just did, I don't know, if you're new to the Inner Circle, welcome everybody in my Inner Circle family. We should have a few new people joining us today, so make sure you light them up and say hi in the Inner Circle, in the chat room. It's so good to have you guys here. I just did something cool. I just did about a 15-minute really quick training for the entire DG family, not the Inner Circle members, not my Inner Circle family, those of you who are with me every single month training. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here with you. But I did a 15-minute quick training, and then I invited them to come over and join us. Of course, if they enrolled. We want more of the right people in here. Listen, when you have a group of people, just think of if you were at the Edge event. Think of if we virtually have thousands of those type of people with the right mindset, with the right success habits, with the right drive, with the right values, something we're going to talk about today. That's the topic of the day. When you have the right values, when you have the right hustle, and you're actually following a path and a plan that you know works, think of what we can do, not only as a group, but for the world. I mean, listen, this has been the greatest journey of my life, and I want to thank you for helping me live in complete joy and abundance. Now, is my life perfect? Hell no. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely. Do I have problems? I talked about that in the training. Of course, we all have problems. I'm just cashing out low-level problems for higher-level problems. In the last chat, someone wrote, which is true, the higher level of your problems, the higher quality your life is. If you're worried about somebody cutting you off in traffic, then it's time to get a deeper set of problems. And I just want to say to you, to everybody watching, thank you. Thank you. Your feedback. We get 1,000+ messages every single day. We get 20,000 posts a day all over our social media. Our social media is growing faster than I ever could have imagined. Thousands of people a day. And it's all because of you. And I give you my word, I will continue to extract the knowledge, the wisdom, the secrets, the tactics I discover by growing, by being in it, by having my own $100,000 a year mastermind where people pay me to be here. I learn more from that group than they learn from me. I'll just be honest. Don't tell anybody. But I take that wisdom, I take that knowledge, and I get to create a process. And I got a process here for you today, my Inner Circle members, on values. I get to create processes and deliver them to you. And it's an absolute privilege, an honor, and a joy to serve. I mean, I'm in a place in my life where I just want to keep growing, I want to keep contributing, and I just want to make an army of millionaire success habits. You know, I think somebody said to me the other day, what should you call your group? Now, if you've been with me since DeanGraziosi.com, that site was on fire for years before social media. I'm talking 12, 10 years ago before Facebook and Instagram. And they used to call themselves the DG family. But I think we can come up with a cooler name, but that's for another day. Thank you so much. I will be, as always, I'll get to questions. Good to see you, Leslie. Liberio, what's up, man? Maurice, Stacy, Kim, Keith, Jean, everybody who's here. I appreciate you taking the time. I know there's a million other things you could have done today, but guess what? You're here with me right now. I don't take it lightly. We're going to kick some ass over the next 50, 60 minutes. You guys ready for that? All right, let's do it. Anybody who's new, who just joined us and a part of the Inner Circle now, you're a part of a family, you're a part of a group where it's a bunch of smart people getting smarter. It's a bunch of people knowing that the next level of capabilities will result in the next level of your life. This is the inspiration, motivation, capabilities, and tactics all wrapped in one. All right, values. So when I say the word values, is that something you immediately know? Is that something you know your values? You'd like to work on your values? I'm not sure, because I don't think I thought about the word values once until I hit my 40s. Not one time. Now, was I successful? Yes. Did I do the right thing? Yes. Was I a hustler? Yes. Did I get smart enough finally to learn from those playing the game at the highest level possible and extract their knowledge and apply it in my life and know that trial and error is just like, it's so 90s. Like, it's why learn from your own mistakes when you learn from others. Like, I got all that, but I didn't know. I don't know if someone said, what are your values? If someone walked up to me 10 years ago and said, hey, give me a list of your values. Like, I'm a hard worker? I don't know. But here's what I know. By the time we're done today, you're going to realize how important they are. So let me ask you this. Are values important if you own your own company and you're hiring somebody? Are they important for your life? Are they important for partners, business partners, people that might lend you money or invest with you? Are they important for love? Are your values important for being a parent, if you're a parent or a grandparent? How about for real success? I'm not just talking about the, you could hit lotto tomorrow. Is that success? If I said to you, hey, I'll give you 10 million bucks right now. Anybody watching, I'll cut you a check for 10 million, but you can't have real love in your life. You can't have real connection. You can't have real health, but I'll give you 10 million bucks. Is there anybody that would take it? When I say real success, I want you to prosper. I want you to make money. I want you to make enough money where you never worry about money again, where you can focus on you and see that real success lives on a whole nother side. So I want to get the money out of the way as fast as possible so you can become the best version of you. So what I'm going to ask you to do with me right now is I'm trying to decide which way to go first. Let's do it this way. Let's go through this exercise together because let's just do this. Let's just pretend right now. I'm going to flip it up. I had it, and here's my notes. I did these for the last two nights for you guys, 4 pages worth. But I'm going to flip it upside down, even though I went through it. Is I want to pretend, do this exercise with me. If you have a pen, a paper, if you could do it in your notes, do this for me. Is let's say that you are hiring someone that is going to spend every day with you. Not nights, but every day this person is going to be the person that's your right-hand person, right-hand man, your right-hand woman. This is the person that's going to live, breathe, and eat what you do. Their passion has to match yours, but you're going to spend a lot of time with them. You're going to, if you have to travel for business, this person's going to be with you. If you, go get lunch at the office, this person's going to be with you. When you have meetings, this person's going to be with you. And here's what I know. I spent a lot of years hiring based on capabilities. Now, I've been blessed to have hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of people work for me or work on my brand that I was a part of hiring or overseeing as I've grown. I've had hundreds of employees or work with me on building my real estate business and my marketing business, my book business, my education business, thousands probably through the years. And here's what I know. I've, up until a certain point in my life, I hired based on capabilities, based on their experience. You're hiring somebody that is going to run your Facebook media. I would hire someone who has experience in advertising on Facebook, who has the degrees and went through the school and had the experience and worked for someone else, and they have the capabilities to do it. But then I had a revelation. And this wasn't 20 years ago. This wasn't 10 years ago. Probably wasn't even 5 years ago. I had a revelation that I was hiring based on capabilities. I wasn't hiring based on values. You see, what I learned was someone with the right capabilities, someone even that can work hard, someone's even a hustler, will not outperform for me someone with the same values as me. When I had this shift, what I realized is you can give a B opportunity to an A player with the right values, or you can give an A opportunity to someone with poor values that's an A player that works hard, and the person with the right values will outperform them over and over and over, even if they don't know. So even if they don't know what it is you're hiring for. So I just want to tell you something. In the last couple of years, I've been hiring people with the values that I want, that I'm going to go through here in a moment, and put him in roles that they've never even done before. They've never worked on Facebook media. They've never worked on YouTube. They've never worked on customer relations. And they're the best employees I've ever experienced in my entire life because I hired based on values, not based on capabilities. Now, maybe you're saying, I don't have any employees, Dean. Is this going to work for me? Heck yeah, it's going to work for you because this is for all areas of life. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to share a little deeper. This is the first time I'm training this. I want you to understand something. If you're just joining us, if you're new, I want you to realize that I've been blessed to go on a journey from someone who didn't go past high school, wasn't that great in high school, didn't have any money to doing extremely well for myself and providing for my family in a way that I never thought was imaginable. And during this journey of building 30 plus companies, generating my brand and my companies have broke $1 billion between my real estate and my education and book sales and all of it combined. My brands have broke $1 billion. So do you think I failed? Do you think I learned? Do you think I was down, up? I've learned so much along this journey, but here's what happens sometimes. Most people aren't in the education space. Most people don't want to serve, don't want to make an impact on people. So all that knowledge stays in here. Do you ever meet somebody that ran a big company and they're older and you're like, oh my God, there's so much knowledge in that brain. I wish I could pull it out and take it. Like it was a hard drive. Can I please have it? You have all these years of experiences, but you don't know how to share it. So when I share something like this, this is transformational for me. This is next level for me, but usually I just figure it out. If I was in any other business, I would just figure this out. I wouldn't have to think of how do I extract this wisdom? How do I frame that? I want you to really think what I do. I extract what's worked so magnificently for me and everyone I taught. I taught this in 100K too, and in 25K. I say that, they're my different masterminds. But I extract this wisdom, I have to analyze it, then I have to create a framework, and then I have to put it in a process and a flow where you go, oh, I get that. Here's my goal. Every single person watching, this will impact your life in a positive way. I don't care if you're just starting and you got $5 to your name, or you got a $5 million a year company or a $50 million a year company, this will impact your life if you follow it. And that's my goal. I think that's my gift, and that's what I try to do. So I want you to know, if I say, well, I'm going to do this differently, it's because this isn't something I got out of a textbook. This isn't something someone taught me. This is real deal stuff that works. This is the legit stuff that has transformed my life. You're not getting some half-assed shit that I read about last week. No, let me just regurgitate that. This is real. So when I say that, I want to tell you how my hiring process has changed. And then you should think about this in all areas of your life. So hiring process, let's say, used to be have a firm go out and headhunt for the right person. Or someone in my office who's in human resources, this is the criteria, go look for it, get resumes, interview, narrow them down to a few, and then let me know, I'll look at the last two or three people. In the last 2 years, I do a video, and maybe you've seen it, I'll do a video where I'll push it out, and most of my conversation is trying to find someone with the right values. And if you think about attracting those you want and repelling those you don't, that's the definition of marketing at its best. That's the definition of a happy life. Think about your friends. Wouldn't you love to attract more of the friends you love and repel the ones you don't? How about boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, lovers? Would you like to attract those that light you up, that make you feel whole, that are aligned with you, and repel those that don't? How about coworkers? Would you like to attract those that are positive and keep you uplifted and kind of repel those that bring you down, make you feel bad, make you feel either envious or pissed or just like jealous, like whatever, right? Think about that in life. Wouldn't you like to repel the work or attract the work in your life, the career in your life, the business in your life that fills you up and lights you up, and repel the ones that don't? Yes. If we start thinking that is attract or repel, kind of binary thinking, yes or no, black or white, attract or repel, all of a sudden, we start looking through different glasses. Now, I said I was going to talk about values, and you're like, all right, Dean, we're not really talking about values yet. Yes, we are. Because here's what I want you to pretend. Back up. So when I decided to hire in a different way, I did attract and repel in videos. So I want you to think about it. I'm going to go through mine and we're going to talk about each one. And I started doing a video. It's like, hey, this is Dean. I'm looking for a social media manager. And I could say, I need 4 years of social media management. I need this. I need that. I need this. Here's what I know. Capabilities are available. I love to pay for education. We're kindred spirits. I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. I hired someone who runs my Facebook media right now, runs my whole Facebook campaign. We spend over $100,000 a week just on Facebook, right? We're maybe $200,000. We spend a lot of money on Facebook. He's 18. Never booked a Facebook ad or ran a Facebook campaign in his life, but he had the values that I liked. You know what I can do with someone values? I paid for his education. I paid and sent him to the best guy who runs Facebook on the planet. Whether it costs 5, 10, or 20 grand, I cut the check. He went and got the capabilities, plugged it into his values. Kid's a rock star. I did the same thing with YouTube. Did the same thing with The Better Life. I did the same thing in so many areas. Values create the core that's unstoppable. Some of the right values that I'm looking for, I give them my book, Millionaire Success Habits, and it's like, I got to watch my hand because they're going to read it before they come in tomorrow. Or if I give them 5 books. So now that I got you thinking, I'm going to go deeper on that in a minute. I want you to pretend that you're making the hire that I talked about. You're making the hire that I talked about. That person that's going to be with you through everything. You're starting your own business, whether you're in real, you're one of my real estate students, or any business that you're in, or you're either starting or you already have your business, and you want to bring that person in, right? I spend a lot of time with you. I want you to start thinking about what values would you want that person to have. You ready for this exercise? If you have a pen, please do this with me. Please write it down. If not, maybe you can do it in your phone. It's important. So I went through this process, and I did this probably 2 years ago now, and I really went through a deep dive. It wasn't like, oh, I want a hard worker. No, I didn't even think through capabilities. I thought through values. So these are the ones. There's 11 values that I came up with, and yours can be completely different of what you want in someone who's going to help make your new business or your existing business thrive or your life thrive. This person's going to be around you a lot. So, here, you ready for mine? Let's go through this process. Hungry for achievement. Hungry for achievement. Here's what I realized. The world doesn't work in a 9-to-5 schedule anymore. I don't want someone who is used to the time and effort community, meaning work an hour, get paid an hour. I don't want someone that wants to come in and punch a clock. I was here at 9:01, so I'm going to stay to 5:01. I don't want that. I personally, if I'm around someone, I want to set goals, and this person that I'm hiring is hungry for achieving those goals, hungry for achievement. We are achievement-based company, not a time and effort community. Listen, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, the world would be go to hell in a handbasket without you. Thank you. But I could never do what you do because you work for an hour, you get paid for an hour. Even if you get paid really high for that hour, to me, it's like, I would die because I can't compound my efforts. Now, if you're a doctor or lawyer and you own the firm, congratulations, you found a way to have people underneath you and replicate yourself. I just want to, I can't be in a time and effort community, and I can't hire someone that is. I can't hire someone that says, oh, it's 5:00, gotta go. It's like, not that I'm talking about working late. I don't care if they leave at 2. Listen, people come to work for me and they say, how many vacation days? As many as you think. Don't push it. They're like, well, how many sick days? I don't know. I've never looked. I don't count sick days. I don't count vacation time. We're an achievement-based company. We have goals every week, every month, every quarter. We hit those goals. Who cares? So I want someone who obsesses and is hungry on achievement. Make sense? That's one of my goals. Okay, or one of my values that I want and someone's going to spend time around me. Another one is I want someone enthusiastic. I do. I'm not talking about hypey and fake. I'm not talking about being like, hey, everybody, we're going to jump. We're gonna power through today. We're gonna sell. We're going to go. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who's genuinely enthusiastic. Now, this doesn't mean that if someone has a value of kind of being like, you know, hey, what's up? Doesn't mean they're not smart. Doesn't mean they can't accomplish a lot. But that's not the value of the person I want around me every day. I like enthusiasm. I like when we say, oh my God, we hit our goals this week. I'm not the type where I want everybody to stand up and go, oh, Johnny hit his goals. Everybody, yay. No, but I want somebody like, that is freaking badass. Hey, good job, man. Like, genuine enthusiasm. If I'm going to hire someone and they're going to be around me all the time, I need genuine enthusiasm. Okay, next. I'll stop looking over here. I just love all the comments, guys, but I'll stop looking. But keep bringing them in. Chat between each other, and then at the end, I'll do questions. Okay, next one is energetic. I need the value of energetic. I like when everybody on my team is eating healthy. I do, not because I'm like a crazy, like, gotta eat right, gotta eat healthy, gotta go vegan. I'm not obsessive, but I know this. When someone eats right, when they exercise, their energy is just contagious. I mean, think about this. Do you ever walk into a room where there's a bunch of people, and if one or two people are kind of like, just getting their stuff done. Hey, how was your weekend? Yeah. That's good. The whole room turns to that. All of a sudden, if you walk around, again, I'm not talking about the phony, hey, you know, the handshake that kind of like shakes you out of your skin. I'm not talking about that kind of high energy. I'm talking about, you know, not somebody on four Adderalls kind of energy. I'm talking about someone energetic because they're excited about life. Energetic because they worked out in the morning. Energetic because they want to light up a room. And all of a sudden, you look around, everybody's buzzing and working and like high-five. And it's like, it's an amazing place to be. That's, if someone's around me, I can't have someone around me that's kind of like a sloth. Like, I got everything done that you needed. We're done. Can I go to the next? No, I can't. Can't do it. So a value that I need, again, and I want you to think about your own. I'm explaining mine. I want you to think about yours. Another one is competitive. Now, this is a value that I really thought through. I don't want someone so competitive they want to squash the person next to them, right? There's two types of people to get the tallest building in town. Is you're competitive and you work your butt off on building the tallest building in town. There's also competitive people to get the tallest building in town by knocking everybody else's down. The knocking everybody else's down wouldn't last in my office in 18 seconds. I want competitive, meaning compete with yourself to be the best version of you. Light up the room with enthusiasm, with energy. Be competitive because then everybody strives to go the next level as a team. So I need a core value, and someone's going to spend time with me, help me to grow my business. I need someone that's competitive, but for themselves. They want to be better today than they were yesterday, which in turn makes everybody in the room want to step their game up. Rather than being competitive, like, oh no, I got this done before Johnny did, and Johnny should be fine. No, it lasts 8 seconds around me with that kind of value. Okay, always working on themselves, working on their personal growth. I need this person, it's going to be around me. I need someone, when I talk personal growth stuff, when I talk success, when I talk different habits, I don't want someone to say, I haven't read a book in 5 years on personal growth. Or that's kind of foo-foo to me. And nah, I wouldn't do it. Doesn't make you bad. But that's not the value I want to hire and be around. I want someone who's working on themselves that realizes life is a journey, not a destination. We are climbing or we are sliding in life. There is no in between. That's who we are. And if we're not growing, we're dying. So I need someone around me that is always working on their personal growth. Someone who comes to me and says, oh my God, I just read The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, or I read old Wayne Dyer stuff, or oh my God, I did Dale Carnegie, or Dean, I saw your videos on YouTube from 10 years ago. You had this one thing that, like, when someone comes in and talks to me like that, and my team does, freaking lights me up. I'm like, what book? Whoa. You read a Dale Carnegie book? Did I have it? What is it? It's like, there's this off title that no one knew about. It's like, oh, get me a copy. Put it on my account. I want to read it and I'll burn through it and come back and share. Like literally yesterday, I have a group chat with a lot of the kids. I have a group chat with, I say kids, they're all under 26. There's 6 or 7 of them that I love this little group of guys. And I got my production team, which is amazing. Been with me for years that take care of me. Like I got all these little different groups of team members and I talk to each one differently. But in this group, they said, what's the best book you've ever read, Dean? I said, oh, it was this. And all of them are like, got it. Let's talk about it in 2 weeks. Like, I need people working on their personal growth. Life gets tough. Here's what I know. Like I said earlier, you can't go to the gym for a weekend, work out really hard and go, I'm good. The reason you're a part of my inner circle is because you can't go to the gym once. You can't be trained on success once. You can't be trained on habits once. This is something we have to live every single day or we go back to old habits. And it doesn't mean your old habits are bad, but if you want an okay life, I'm guessing you're running away from an okay, bad, or even good life because you want excellent and outstanding. If you want an okay, bad, or good life, go back to old habits. Stop working on your own success. Stop reading books. Stop being a part of my inner circle. Stop, you know, watching me on Instagram or watching other people that inspire you. Stop that and watch how quick life goes back to exactly where it was. So for me, a core value, I need someone who's always working on their personal growth. Okay, 6, internally motivated. That's a really great core value for me, is I need someone, listen, I go through phases. I love spending time with my team. I love having lunch with them. I love having production meetings on the next video. I love all that stuff. But there's some times my business is so busy. Plus, I coach Little League and coach softball. I love being with my kids. There's times I get so busy that I can't motivate the troops. I can't go to lunch with the guys. I, I can't even give a pat on the back and say good job, even though they're all kicking ass. And there's times I'll go a month and I can't say, hey, I just want to tell you, thank you for the hard work. Thank you. I feel it every day. I feel it every day. But I need someone that doesn't need a pat on the back from me to be excited, to be enthusiastic, to be motivated. They have to be self-motivating. They have to work on themselves, always be growing and realize, man, I kicked ass on this for Dean or for the company or for what I'm doing or for my part of the company. If someone's internally motivated, then I could go a whole month and not see them. When I see them, like, hey, Dean, man, we accomplished some good stuff. Good to have you back. Rather than, wow, I did all that stuff last month and Dean didn't even say thank you. That's screwed up. No, I don't have time for that. Gone. Bye. See ya. I would do it much nicer than that. But again, we're talking about the values of the person that's going to be helping us grow or start or expand our business. That's going to be with us all the time. I need someone internally motivated. I need someone results focused. I don't like, and I've had this through the years. I've had people come to me for years and that are really good at finding problems in the company. Hey, we found this distribution arm. Books were supposed to be shipped within a day. They're not being shipped for 4 days. It's all screwed up and da 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 da. Or customer service. There's one line of customer service that goes to an answering machine or an answering, voicemail that nobody's been checking. Whatever. I'm just making stuff up. There's people that are really good at finding problems. You have these people in your life. You know what I'm talking about. They'll tell you what's wrong with your relationship. They'll tell you what's wrong with your health. They'll tell you why you're not making money. Really good at it, but they're not solution-oriented people. They don't tell you how to fix it. The only people that I will bring into my company now are the type to say, hey, wanted to let you know, this is the next level. Here's the first level. And Jeremy, who works for me, is a great example of this. Jeremy won't come to me and say, hey, we found out that the Facebook group for real, this is one. We had somebody in our Real Estate Profits from Home Facebook group that was a real estate expert. We were paying them to answer questions and be a part of it. All of a sudden they stopped being in there. And we're like, no one knew. And a couple weeks went by and people were like, hey, we're not getting our questions answered. So red flags went up. So here's level one person. Hey, do you know that expert we had in there is not there anymore? Screwed up, made everybody pissed. That's level one. Level two is someone who's solution-oriented and says, hey, found out that the guy that was in, the real estate expert that was in there, that was doing this XYZ, he's not in there anymore. But here's what I think we could do. Let's get one of our top real estate students, maybe several of them that are kicking ass. Maybe we could supplement them some money or some training and they'd go in there and do it. Now that's a solution-oriented person. Here's the next evolution. This is what Jeremy and my nephew Tanner who works with, these are both guys that are exactly like this. Is they'll say, hey, there was a problem, it stopped being in there. And what I figured the best solution was, and I went ahead and did it. I went and found four of our students that are really great. They're already in real estate and they want to joint venture with us and they're in there and it's already being solved and they're already helping people. So level one finds the problem. Any idiot could find a problem. I don't mean that disrespectfully. Anybody could find a problem. You stumble over problems. Find a problem, be solution oriented. That's a value I want. You want the next level? Find the problem, figure out the solution, go solve it, and then come back to me and go, found the problem, here is the solution, done, nothing to worry about. You know, my conversation is like, good, next. I don't want to sit around and go, well, what do you think we can do? How does that sound? Like that? No, I'm past that. Solution-focused people, that's a value I need. You guys liking this? Let me know if you guys are liking this so much. If you're liking this so much, I'm sorry. Let me know if you're liking this so far. All right. And if you're never going to hire anybody in your life, I promise you this is still for you. And maybe you already can get a glimpse on that. Okay. Number eight, whatever it takes type of person. That goes along with being results focused, solution based, is I need a whatever it takes kind of person. There are people that will, thank you guys, I see a, there are people that will find the problem. We talked about that. And then there's people that have a threshold of, like, Tony Robbins is great at this. If you've ever been to a Tony Robbins event or watched him, he'll say, if an obstacle comes into the way of your next level of life, if you hit an obstacle, what do? Try again. If you fail, what happens? What do? You try again. And if that fails, what do? You try again. And if that fails, You try again. And what about if that fails, though? You try again. And Tony will go on for 5 minutes, seems like an hour, of try again. That, to me, is a whatever it takes type of person. So if I say to someone on my team, I need a production, I need a video that looks like this. I don't want them to come to me, I tried, the lighting wasn't good, wouldn't work. No, I want to go, the lighting wasn't working, so we got a new camera. Oh, we rented a camera, then we tried the camera, the trees were in the way. We got the trees trimmed, but then the trees, then the sun came through, it was in the way, so we got a scrim. And then the scrim didn't really work out, it wasn't bright, so I got a different light. And then, like, I want people on my team with the value of, this is our end game, there's nothing going to get in our way. Nothing. Nothing. Whatever it takes is what I'm going to do. Not whatever it takes until I hit an obstacle that's a... No! I want people around me that whatever it takes, it'll get done. What about you? Are you thinking through the core values of what you want? That person helping you start, grow your business, going to be with you every day, going to travel with you, going to go to lunch with you. These are the values I want people around. Now, I could be sitting here and going, I want someone technically that went to Harvard and did... Yeah, and if they have shit values, for lack of a better word, I'll be around them for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And I'll literally go to Jeremy and go, hey, he's really nice. Do you know there's a, especially people in my inner circle, well, you're in my inner circle, my work inner circle. If there's someone here that I wouldn't go to lunch with, I can't have them work for me because they don't have my core values. I can't sit at lunch and have them talk about what went wrong or how this big problem or, like, we all have shit. Get bigger problems. This is just, this is me being raw. You're part of my inner circle. You're part of this family. I'm just going to tell you like it is. So I need a whatever it takes type of person. That value is a must for me. Okay. Stays positive. Okay. That's self-explanatory. I don't even have to go deep on that. I need someone that doesn't bring their crap to work. I just want to tell you something. I have no problem talking to anybody about what's going on in their life. If they have a problem, I love solving problems. That's one of my values, one of my core competencies, one of my unique abilities is I love solving problems. I just don't want somebody to come with like the negativity and bring it down and act like there's no, it's all the other thing. If the other values don't match, so we have to go deep on staying positive is because here's what I know. We can focus on how to fix it or we can focus on what went wrong. If we focus on what went wrong and we get negative, we get down. Yes, you have moments of that. Of course. Do we have pain? Yes. Do we have problems? Of course. But suffering is optional and suffering being negative is suffering. So if you want to work on the solution with me, I'm all in. If you just want to be negative for 3 hours, you're out. I can't take it. So staying positive. No urgency and can move fast. Value number 10, I need someone that knows the definition of urgency, that knows how to move fast. We're our company. We go, 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 go. But there's times when we really got to go. No games, gloves off. This is urgent. We need this baby done tomorrow. And when I see people, when I got team members like, yeah, is this what we got? Let's get it. I don't want somebody to go, well, I don't want to move. I'm not talking about staying late and missing kids. Like, I want people to be with their families. I want them to go to the next level. But do you know, okay, let me just ask you. I'll turn this back to you. Know anybody in your life that doesn't know a sense of urgency? Hey, we got to be at this appointment at 10 o'clock and it's 9:57 and they're like, I lost my keys someplace. I think I need to, I want to bring my journal. It's going to be a good meeting, right? I want to bring my journal, but this is my old one. I got my good one someplace. Oh my God. No, I need you to understand urgency, not live in urgency, not live on the edge. No, but I need a core value of someone who gets urgency. This needs to be done tomorrow, guys, no matter what. Girls, we need to get this done. Got it. They know how to move fast. I need someone, the last one, is able to pivot. I'm an entrepreneur. I change my freaking mind. Not crazy, but I change my mind. And sometimes I'll go like something. I hope today you just get that thing that you're like, get it. Like ding, 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 ding. And you implement this in your life. One thing we're trained to say can change everything, right? Sometimes I was just at my last 100K meeting. It's my Genius X group. I had some amazing people in the room. You ever heard of ClickFunnels, Russell Brunson, he's in my group, pays me 100 grand a year. I have all these, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. I pay him for his group, he pays me for mine. Joe Polish is my partner in the group. I mean, we just got these amazing people. And I learned, literally, the group was unbelievable. We're all sharing. And Russell got up and shared something. And I was like, oh my God, it was that. Lights, camera, oh my God, I couldn't wait to get done, to go implement that one thing. That one thing he gave me is going to be millions of dollars to me and even happier clients. Like, there's always that one thing. Well, when I find that one thing after that group, it was so important that I came in 2 days after the meeting. I'm like, guys, I know we're working on these initiatives, but we got to pivot right now. I need to get this done. I need to get it done in the next 10 days. Now, if I had everybody on the team, it's like, oh, Dean changed his mind again. I'm not doing this. If I had one person like that, do you think it would work? I need people to go, ah, here goes Dean again, but it's a pretty damn good idea. Time to pivot. There's people in your life that love the pivot, can handle pivot. They know if it's going in a different direction, it's great. These other people, man, you get someone, try to get somebody to change, holy shit, right or wrong. It's like the universe is going to collapse around him. Do you think I could have someone with the core value that change is scary? Do you think I could have them around me? So now, let me ask you, what are you writing down? What core values? And do me a favor, please, Deb, Lori, Liberio, Shaunine, I think that's your name, Pat, Melba, Mike, Greg, Leslie, Tim, everybody who's here, they're just going on and on. Share some core values that you'd want in that person sitting next to you that's going to help explode your business, be in your passenger seat, be with you at lunch, be with you when you travel. What are some of the core values? As I went through mine, you can rob mine. You can, if that fits you, you can rob mine or come up with your own. So tell me some of yours while I go into what are some. So now, those 11, not that I need all of them, but those 11 are musts. Those core values are what I want in someone. And I want you to think about this person is going to be with you all the time, is right next to you. Honesty, that's a great one. Trust, empathy, amazing. Hunger, humble, loyalty, authenticity, hospitality, need to like sushi lunch. Well, that's a hard word. That was good, Libero. Creativity, problem solver, compassionate, being supportive, focus, solutions, drive, integrity, loyalty. Integrity is another one. Energetic, look at the trustworthy, self-starter, driven, open-minded. Guys, this is amazing. So think about those values, okay? Now, they're still coming in. It's amazing. A go-getter. All this. You want this person next to you, right? We're visualizing this person, right? You're starting to see this person? Okay, now let's talk about what are some values, because they're the ones that are musts. I must have these in a person. That person, let me just ask you, those core values, do you think that person would do anything? Doesn't matter what you give them, they're going to crush it. They're going to figure it out. They're going to get the knowledge and the capabilities and go make it happen. But what about some things that are unacceptable? Values that you wouldn't be around. You wouldn't go to lunch with them. You wouldn't let them travel with you. You wouldn't let them around your children or your wife or your husband. Or just you wouldn't want to be seen out with them, or that they drain you or bring you down or negative. So just, I'm going to go through these fairly quick. Someone afraid of change. Unacceptable. Don't want that person next to me. God, all these great ones coming in, guys. Takes responsibility, wants to learn. I see all of them, but I want to keep the going. Keep typing in. Type in the core values, because you say it out loud, it's going to stick. You write it, it's going to stick. But what I won't accept is someone afraid of change. I won't accept someone who's set in their ways. If someone says, if the core values don't, this is the way I do it, this is the best way to get it done, it's my way, this is what I know, wrong answer, wrong value, won't work for me. And maybe if that's you, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you can't be massively successful. Just surround yourself with people with the same values. This, again, I hope you're not thinking, I'm saying my values are the best. They're my values. This is what I need. I said, you're going to have this person sitting next to you, not sitting next to me. You might not want the crazy, enthusiastic, energetic type person next to you all the time. That's okay. And you can still be massively successful. But these are the things that I won't accept. The confrontational type. I hate confrontation. I like solution people. I don't like someone to go, hey, Bob stole my lunch. I had it in the thing. And they're in there arguing over it. Any arguments happen here and people aren't solution oriented? Out. Can't handle confrontation. Just doesn't fit with my soul. Let's see. Brings negativity to work with them. Talked about that. Not acceptable. Likes to talk about what's wrong. Remember I said that I kind of solved all these, but this is just non-negotiables. If you're talking about what's wrong and you're not presenting the solution at the same time, don't want that value. Don't want them around me. Need constant pats on the back. We talked about that. If you need a pat on my back to get through your day and be happy, I might go a month and screw up. I'll think it, but I might not do it. So no reason, no way for you to be here. Rude. If you're rude to anyone, if I go, I won't even do business with people because here's what I know. There's a great line. Remember, treat people on how you treat people on the way up because it's going to be the same people you see on the way down. And if I go to lunch with someone and they're treating, like when people are at your peers, like if I go to lunch with someone or dinner with someone I'm doing business with and they make the same amount of money I do or in the same status or whatever status, I don't mean that like, and they're great to me. I'm like, oh, this guy's great. And then we go to a restaurant and the person's rude to the waiter or waitress or disrespectful to the person parking the car or disrespectful to the taxi cab or Uber driver. I'm done. Done. I can't handle rude. I can't handle disrespect because the way you treat that person, you're only treating me this way is because you think you can get something from me or we can partner. That's not the way you treat anybody is the way you should treat everybody. So that's a non-negotiable on my part. And someone that doesn't play well with others. If you're all about you, if you're competitive and you're ready to burn the rest of the buildings down for you to get ahead, it's not a value that I want. So now that I'm talking about this, so if this is the person that you're going to hire, this is the person that's going to be next to you. You guys wrote down so many great things of what is a value that you need. If this person's going to spend all this time with you, and then I shared some, and maybe you're thinking of some that are non-negotiables. No way. If you have that value, can't be around me. So I did this for a reason. Because when I did this exercise for hiring, it was the first time in my life I really looked at my own values. It really is. I have to be honest. I have good values. I have a couple shitty ones. I have some that I got rid of in my 20s. Some I got rid of in my 30s. Some it took all the way to my 40s to get rid of. And I probably got a couple that need to go. And can we change values? Like that. Think of some of the things in your life that you used to value. I don't know how old you are, but if you in your teens, your 20s, you valued it. Was this is who I am. And now you look back and go, oh my God, that's who I was? Embarrassing. Please delete that section of my life. That's how quick we can change values. So don't even think about that. Values aren't anchored in. Values can change in a moment. But I did that exercise for a reason. Because for me, when I started saying I'm going to hire based on values, I had to dig into myself. I had to dig in and look at me for the first time on a deeper level than ever. And this is what I do every single day. And when I started writing those down, I realized what's important to me. And I want to be surrounded by people that work with me in my personal life. I want to raise children with those values because they're mine and they're what means a lot to me. So let me ask you, really that person, I wanted that exercise because it's easier to think what you want with other people and harder to look internally. So whatever you wrote down, that's either who you are or the person that you'd like to be. Those are the values that drive you. Those are the values you want in your life. So let me ask you something. Now that, maybe it's just me. This was like a revolutionary to me. It was an awakening for me. It's like, oh my God, that's who I am. Those 11 values, not my capabilities, not my college education, because I don't have one, not my barely high school education, because I barely got out of high school. It wasn't the training I had. It wasn't anything other than I got here because of these values and habits, of course. I plugged in the right habits on top of the values. But I got here because I'm hungry for achievement. I'm enthusiastic. I'm energetic. I'm competitive in a good way. I'm always working on my personal growth. I'm internally motivated. I'm results focused. I'll do whatever it takes to get it done. I stay positive. I know urgency and I'm able to pivot. That's me. And it took me to just a couple years ago to really dive in and figure that out. And here's what I know. Now that I know this, I don't make any decisions unless they fit my values. I immediately can say, great guy, great idea, never going to partner with you. What? Never going to part with you. Our values aren't the same. Now that I shared this, now that you're thinking about this hypothetical person, and you realize that's who you want to be or who you are, what relationships do you have in your life right now that aren't that good, and you realize in a moment as I'm saying it, it's because they don't have your values. They actually shit on your values in some area. I'm just saying it like it is. I'm in one of those moods today. They shit on your values, and you wonder why you don't like being around them. Or your phone rings, and you go, oh, hello? You got a fake enthusiasm because their values are different than yours. Their values aren't better or worse. They're just not aligned with you. You might be in a job. Think about all those things. And if you have all these jobs and you're an accountant sitting in a room by yourself crunching numbers when a value is being a team player and enthusiastic and energetic and you're stuck behind an office by yourself, do you wonder why you hate your freaking job? Because it doesn't align with your values. I wish someone would have gave me this exercise at 17. Don't you? Tell me right now. Do you wish someone would have had this? So if you think about that, and you think about these are your values, this is what defines you. And start making different decisions. See, if you know the values and literally just put them out to the universe, to God, to yourself, to write them down, all of a sudden you will start seeing, I have to end this relationship, or I have to put on Teflon and let that change. I have to get out of this job. That company that I was going to start, that was strictly for money, but it has nothing to do with my values. You will start making different decisions, and here's what I want you to trust. If you have the right habits that we talk about, you have the right strategy, all those things are able to find. If I can hire for the last couple years based on values only, not their capabilities, if I look at my own success, all my own success came because of my values. If I look at that through these eyes of being 50 years old, or I'm going to be 50 this year as I'm sharing this, when I look through those eyes, I realize that your values are so important to your next level. So if you get them crystal clear, all the other stuff is stackable on top of it. Well, if your values change, will your habits stick? Of course. If your values change, will you attract the right people in your life? Of course. If your values change, will you step up the relationship you're in? Maybe end a bad one and attract the right people? Of course. New friends? Of course. New opportunities? Of course. And all of a sudden when you go, listen, this is not because I have money. I look back and I made these decisions in the past, not at the level I am now. But would you give up your values now that you're thinking about them? Would you give them up for money? Would you compromise the man you are? Would you compromise the woman you are? The father, the mother, the husband, the wife, the daughter, the son, the coworker, the partner? Would you compromise your values? But in most cases, we don't take the time to really know what our values are. And here's what I want you to do. When I was saying this, this is, maybe you consider this deep or not, and I hope you consider the importance of what I'm about to share with you. As you were talking about values that you thought, and in a moment here, I'm going to get to some questions. So if you're going to want to send me a question, put a Q, because there's a lot of comments coming in, and then give me the question. You might want to start in the next few minutes, because I'm going to get to these questions. But think about this. As you were going through the values you wanted, there was some that you know are you. But there's some that you want to be, and you're not quite there yet. And that's okay. You recognized it. Now you get to work for it. Here's another thing. Here's some values that I said are unacceptable. They're deal breakers. And maybe you thought through, no way I can have someone around me that does this. No way I can have someone around me. The reason I wanted this hypothetical person, because you weren't looking into your own soul. I'll bet my life that if you wrote the list, if you think through it, there's some values that you wouldn't want in that person that you have. And guess what? That was my tricky way for you to identify those values so you can shoot it and get rid of it. If it doesn't fit, if you said dishonesty is an absolute nut, but you kind of bullshit sometimes, maybe it's time to get rid of that one. If you said integrity, if you said hustle, if you said any of those words that you said, but you're kind of the opposite some days, it's okay. We're all screwed up. We all made mistakes. But this is the time to fix it. This is the time to acknowledge the values that make the most sense in your life and the ones that are unacceptable and start making the change internally first and secondly in your outside world and watch how your life changes. Watch success go. This is my inner circle. I could sit here and some days I give you marketing advice. Some months I give you sales advice. Some months it's how to start the business, how to scale the business. But man, without this, is any of it worth it? Take away your values and give you $100 million. What do you got? Happiness, money without happiness, money without fulfillment is empty. In fact, it just magnifies your shit. I hope you guys got this in a way that I was hoping to present. This is the first time I've ever shared anywhere in the history of the world talking about the values. Be the best version of you. I wrote this last night. I said, let your values define you. Let your values help you be more of the person you were meant to be. Let your values make you the best version of you. Align your desires, align your drive, align your hustle with your values, and you will become unstoppable. It will help your work, your life, your love, your friendship, your income, and your happiness. That's the first time I ever presented. What'd you guys think? Can you do more of these inner circle meetings? David, what's up, man? Well, that's a great question. Well, I do them every month. We got surprises. Everybody in the inner circle, I promise you, over the next 30, 35 days, there is some cool stuff coming. We have a whole new regiment. In fact, we asked you guys, you said yes, we are going to figure out a way to do daily communication with you, to send you little tidbits, not these long trainings. We're going to do the long trainings once a month, but we're going to do these little trainings every day. You don't have to opt in. You don't have to, but if you'd like a little, like I always said, you want to get good at the gym, you want to get in shape, you got to work out every day. So I want to send you stuff every single day to keep you on track. Something that could take 2 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute max. That's what we're working on. It's a surprise. I guess it's not a surprise anymore. About 30 to 40 days away. So yes, powerful. Oh, thanks, guys. If you got a question, you said that all the last part was fast. Can you email this to us? What are your favorite books? Oh, Tara, here's the cool part. You're part of the inner circle. This training will literally be in your back office in an hour. You can go back, hit pause, watch it. And my team asked my favorite book. And it depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm in a mood of personal growth, I could be in a little Wayne Dyer mode. I could be in The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F is a great book that's out right now. I love Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie, I love everything Dale Carnegie. I listen to the audios. I have so many favorite books, it's so hard. But what I said yesterday was something that had nothing to do with the personal growth. And whether you're spiritual, religious, or an atheist, or believe in the universe, whatever you believe, a great book that had a massive impact on my life was called The Shack. And that's the one I recommended yesterday. You got to get through the first hour. It's really tough to get through the first hour, but there's a message in there that I thought was amazing. So that was the book I came out with yesterday. My biggest inner villain is my appearance. I'm covered in scars from a motorcycle accident. I grew a long beard. Unfortunately, people judge me. Here's the thing, Tim. I'm sorry. And I won't pretend that I know what you deal with. That would be naive of me to go, just deal with it. I'm not going to give you that kind of time. What I'm going to say is, I bet you that your outside appearance has helped make you. You're here. You're with us. I already know what kind of guy you are. I already know what you stand for more than you probably even realize. But here's what I know. I bet you your outside appearance bugs you more than it bugs anybody else. And if someone else, if it does bug them, then they don't have the freaking values you want. Screw them, right? I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but man, we're talking about values today. So spend more time. Listen, your inner, how many times, let me just ask you, Tim, if you were single or ever dated or maybe you're married, whatever, how many times have you ever, and I remember being in my 20s, and you go out, and I go out with my friends, we had a restaurant or something, and you see, for me, I'm a guy, right? So I'd see a couple girls, and there'd be one, I'm like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. And her friend, it's okay. I'm just being honest. I'm just talking the way it is. And I go over with a friend, and you talk to both of them, and in 5 minutes, the person that you didn't think was attractive physically in the moment becomes the most beautiful girl on the planet, and I don't even notice the one that's stunningly gorgeous on the outside because her values don't match mine. Maybe she's shallow, and vice versa. I'm just saying, and all of a sudden, I'm interested in just talking to this person. Be the best version of you. Find the values that make sense to you. And just exude those values. Scars blend. Scars go away. I mean, Sean Stevenson is one of my dearest friends. He's 3 foot tall in a wheelchair. I mean, he's broken 270 bones in his body. Everything's crooked. First time I saw him, I was like, oh, well, in 5 minutes, I've been friends with him for 10 years. In 5 minutes, I forget that he's in a wheelchair. I see Sean come in the room. I don't notice anything. His light, his aura, who he is as a man lights up the room. Not his 3 foot tall, broken bones and disformed legs. And I don't even know he has that. Love that guy. Would die for that guy. I don't know what he looks like anymore. That's what I wished for you. Be the best version of you. Let your light shine. Scars won't mean anything. Okay, Dean. Dean, have you discovered areas where you felt you were lacking in value? What habits did you implement to grow? Great, great question, Mike Dawson. Yes, I still have values that are kind of shitty. I do. Like, if you want to come here and be a part of the inner circle and think I'm going to tell you how perfect I am every day, then this is the wrong guy. I screw shit up all the time. And what I've noticed is now that I'm more consciously aware of my values, Mike, than ever before, I find some that are pretty hosed up. And I could track them all the way back to crazy shit my parents did. Or an influencer early on in my life gave me a value that this will make you a man. And you look back, it's like, no, that makes me a freaking idiot. But it stuck for all this time. So I notice it. And what I realize is I just immediately will think, will that value bring me more happiness, joy, money, make me a better dad, which is the most important thing in my life right now? And when I bounce it up those things, bounce it off those, if it doesn't scream back, yes, then I got to get rid of that value. Can you do it overnight? No, but just focus on what that value brings you in your life. It probably brings you shitty people. It probably brings you stress. It probably brings you worry. So what are you holding on to it for? Someone else gave it to you? Don't dare hold on to a value that's somebody else's. Time to kick it out. All right. I dream of starting my own company. How do I begin to network and make connections? Sarah, you start with this. What most people think is you want to start your own business, and most people think of two things. I need to network and get connections. It's who I know, right? And I need to find a partner or somebody with money. I need money and connections. You don't. You don't. Even though that's what everybody believes. What you need to do is start with these habits. You're in the right spot. I'm not just saying that because you're here. You start building these foundations. What's in Millionaire Success Habits? What I teach. Get in the back office and go through all the different trainings that are here. Digest the material. Don't just show up once a month and then go back. Digest. You guys have enough content where you could be watching something every single day for months. Digest the content. This is the foundation for starting your own business. This is the foundation to true wealth. It's not the, if I get the right connection, they'll introduce me. It's like, yeah, and then you have a piss poor value, or you don't have the right success habits and you blow that shit anyway. Or someone comes with money and you invest in the wrong thing and you're done. No, remember, we all overestimate what we can do in a year and we underestimate what we can do in five. Start building a foundation for long lasting success, for bulletproof success, for sustainable success. You're in the right place at the right time. Start building the core where you become bulletproof. Okay, what if your family don't have your values? Lisa, what if your family doesn't have your values? My sister-in-law is polar opposite to me, but my brother has asked me to be nice to her for his sake. I'm at the point of breaking any ideas. Yes. So now that you're here, if you just joined us today, welcome. Good to have you here. If you've been with me for a long time, if you're watching the replay, it's great if you're live. If not, you're watching the replay, that's great too. Now that you're here, wouldn't you agree that every single person you know, and if you want, you can send them to the trial page. It's if you want a friend that needs to be in here, I can help your sister-in-law. Send her here. Let me take care of her and your brother. Dean's Next Level. Send friends, text out Dean's Next Level or email to friends. Tell them to join. They can still get the 7-day. We'll give them that $7 trial. See if they like me. But wouldn't you agree now that you're here that everybody you know, the whole world should be here. Not because it's me, but just feel the energy here, right? What we talked about today. Don't you wish the whole world knew what we just talked about? But they're not. About 90, what I believe from statistics, stats, other groups I'm in, about 97% of the world is okay with settling. About 97% of the world is okay with an okay life. About 97% of the world thinks that entrepreneurs are freaking crazy, that you're a dreamer for even being here with me right now, you're a fool. I guarantee your sister-in-law would say you're an idiot. some guy you saw on Instagram or Facebook or TV. Ah, bah, humbug. That's bullshit, right? That's what most people think. But I bet your sister-in-law is fucking miserable. I'm just being honest. She's fucking miserable. Even if she pretends she's not, she is. She's miserable behind when no one's looking. So don't be mad at her. Don't be mad at your brother. Have empathy for her. She's screwed. Her life is fucked. Excuse my language. I swore a lot today. I probably shouldn't. But I was talking to my friend from New York yesterday, and I'm just in a playful mood. She's screwed, not you. You're here. You're learning the capabilities to take your life to the next level. She's going to be stuck unless she gets here or gets something to break her out of the funk of life that she's in. You don't have to make her better. You just have to be the best version of you. So my advice for you is just continue to be the best version of you. You don't have to push people out of your life. Just continue to be you and don't let people judge you. Here, let me ask you. If it bugs you that she judges you, then immediately think this. Tomorrow, if you woke up and you were her, would you be happy? Just being honest. Would you be happy if you woke up tomorrow and you were her? If not, then don't worry about it. What's she doing? When we were kids, sticks and stones might break our bones, but names will never hurt us. Doesn't matter what she does. Doesn't matter if she does it in front of your family. You just be the best version of you. And guess what? She will either push herself away from you because she can't handle how bright you are. Are you going to dim your light for your sister-in-law? Really, think about that. Everybody watching right now. Are you going to dim your glow so you don't make other people feel uncomfortable? The hell is that? Turn down your light because everybody thinks it's too bright? Screw that. Turn that shit up as high as it goes. And people will either go, too bright, I'm out of here, or man, that light looks pretty good. I need to make some changes. That's our inner circle training for the month. You guys like it? Appreciate you guys. You guys are so awesome. Thanks for all the comments. Thanks for being here. If it's your first time, awesome. If you're watching the replay, good to have you here. And for my family, it's been here for a long time. It's always good to have you back month after month. Be on the lookout for some really cool stuff coming over the next 30, 40 days. Daily communication. And of course, every single month we'll be here live. I have a training that I'm prepping for next month that is going to blow your mind. This is one I was really excited about. Never shared this anyplace in the history of the world. You guys have it. I hope you use it. Have an amazing, amazing month. See you later.